Thanks, Jane. It's 27 minutes to eight. Schools named on the Everyone's Invited website, which has had thousands of allegations of sexual harassment, abuse and assault posted on it, might well now get a visit from an Ofsted inspector. The Education Watchdog for England says it will be going into a sample of schools and colleges where cases have been highlighted. I've been speaking to Amanda Spielman, the chief inspector of Ofsted, and I asked her first how many that would be.
For the kind of thematic review we're doing and to get something out relatively fast that's helpful, we're probably going to visit in the region of 25 to 30 schools, that kind of number.
Right. Thematic review, does that mean that you're not going to end up giving a report individually on the schools that you visit?
That's correct. We've been asked to do a thematic review. It's clear that there are some problems surfacing, especially around the sort of reluctance of young girls and women to come forward and talk about things that have happened and help the adults and schools around them to address problems. So we need to get into this in a range of contexts and try and understand what the dynamics are, how we can think about the problem, how we can talk about the problem in ways that both help address problems where they have occurred and also help schools and others do the things that help build healthy cultures and minimise the chance of things going wrong in the first place.
But where a school has been accused of there being a rape culture within it, is that something that you can establish going in as inspectors? What are the kinds of questions you're going to ask and what are you going to want to see?
This is not about investigation of individual schools or about reporting on individual schools. This is about building up a clear picture of the problems, how they're being addressed in different contexts, what the level of awareness is. One of the ways in which we can use the work that Everyone's Invited has done is to put side by side what is being reported and what schools know about and understand have been addressing, and have a deep conversation about what is it that's not coming to people's attention? How might people think differently about that?
And yet there are some schools whose names have cropped up again and again on that website.
I think a number of people have pointed out that because the campaign started in one particular corner of the education system, there's probably stronger representation in the Everyone's Invited data set. But there are problems which clearly cut across different kinds of school, all parts of the country. There are anecdotes from many directions, as well as a number of reports over the years, actually, that have talked about sort of growing problems for adolescents. Some of them, people have rehearsed issues around the things that are enabled by mobile phones. It's clear that in some respects, life for adolescents has never offered more opportunities. It's equally apparent that it presents some considerable difficulties, and how we help children navigate the challenges of modern adolescence is really important.
But as this takes place, will you essentially be saying to schools that you favour more reporting to the authorities, to the police? Are you in favour of mandatory reporting of incidents on a whole, you know, right across the scale?
I can't prejudge what will come out of doing a piece of work like this. It'd be wrong to do that. But what's clear is that there are often cases where there are sort of clear channels and routes for girls to report, which people have put effort into to making safe, and yet they're still reluctant to make use of them. So one of the things we want to understand is this dynamic that appears sometimes to discourage girls from making use of channels that absolutely are available. So this is about incentives and behaviour, not just about legal mechanisms. I wouldn't want to over-focus on the criminal end of the picture.
It's about responsibility, isn't it? And I wonder whether you think schools are responsible for something that one of their pupils is accused of doing outside the school setting, you know, at a party at the weekend.
It's a really important question. And it's clear that a lot of what's reported is of incidents that happen outside school, but that they then bleed over into school, for example, because images or videos are brought into school on mobile phones. I think what we're seeing is a sort of blurring of in school and out of school. We can't regard them as sort of completely separate. So throwing a bit more light on that and constructive thinking about how schools can help be part of the solution that minimises harm to young people.
Most of the schools that have been named are private. Have you had concerns about the extent of your remit over the independent school sector? There were powers that were taken away from Ofsted a few years ago.
We used to assure the quality of the work done by the Independent Schools Inspectorate. We no longer do that. We haven't done it for several years. And I did make clear that this meant there wasn't any independent assurance. But that's not the main point of the point of this review.
But is it a power that you'd like to have back over the independent schools inspectorate, or essentially more access and more power over private schools?
It's not about a power that we have ever had over the independent schools inspectorate or private schools. It's about making sure that there is that chain of assurance that helps to protect young people. So we will be working with the independent schools inspectorate in this review. I welcome their participation. I hope it will help us really think about whether we've got the processes of inspection as good and as strong as they can be.
Amanda Spielman, Chief Inspector of Ofsted, thank you.